Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast, where we help you find the keys to living your best life. We tackle issues ranging from physical and emotional well-being, all the way to strengthening personal relationships and paving the way to financial independence. Get excited to take your life to the next level today. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Morley and Paul Croteau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Elevate Your Life Saturday. And you know what Saturday is, Cheryl? It is your favorite day, Weekly Review Day.
Weekly Review. If you don't review, you have no idea what you can change or, make a little bit different so that you can fix those things and be much better this next week.
Yeah, so it's absolutely exciting. I love the saying that if your goal is to see a sunset, it's always good to stop once a week and say, am I heading west? I mean, that's super important, because if you're heading east, it does not matter how hard you're working. You will never see a sunset.
But if you keep going, you'll see the sunrise.
You will, but you'll never see it set. So
that's right.
That's why we take a time out once a week. We do these reviews and we see, are we making progress? That's the whole thing here with Elevate. Are we moving up just a little bit? So we're live in the tribe. For those of you that are on some other podcast or YouTube or wherever you are, we invite you to come to the Elevate Tribe, which is on Facebook. So you can just go to Facebook and type in Elevate Tribe, or you can go to elevatetribe.com. That works. And all these notes for not only this podcast, but all of our podcasts are at elevateyourlife.com.
Make sure you're spelling elevate with an 8. And I love that. E-L-E-V, 8, elevate.
You know, 8 is the infinity sign there, Cheryl.
Oh, I know it is. And I love, you always say, oh, well, we spell it kind of weird. I'm like, no, we spell it how it should be spelled.
This is the right way.
This is the right way. I love it.
All right. So what you need to do is go to elevatereview.com. Everything's got elevate in it. So elevatereview.com. It's also the link to that. It's on Elevate Your Life. But we create a direct link to this PDF you can print out. We recommend printing it out every single week. And there's just 3 different sections with 3 different lines on each one. So what we want to do first of all, it's good to pull out the sheet from last week. If you got it handy, you should be having it handy and have it with you all week, and say, well, what were the 3 changes I was working on all week? So this is something that should be on top of mind every single day. So when I do my weekly review, I do it every Saturday throughout the week. I'm looking at the sheet and saying, okay, I know last week, I did have these challenges and I want to make these changes this week. I want to be very intentional in making these 3 changes. So I'm looking that out every day, working that into my daily schedule, just keeping it front of mind. Maybe it was something I wasn't paying enough attention to, or I was doing those other things. So I just got out of balance. And really, Cheryl, today's key word is balance.
Yeah, I love it. Balance is, I think, if you want to live your best life, you've got to have all 8 areas in your life in balance.
Now, being a mom with 2, not just 1, but 2 16-year-old children, how often does your life get out of balance, approximately?
Paul, we don't have time to even discuss that today on the review call. But I will say it does tend to get a bit out of balance. And the interesting thing is I think becoming aware that, hey, I've got to balance all 8 areas. And look, I really believe that at times seems overwhelming to me, because you're like, okay, there's 8 things that I have to have in balance every single day. Like, how on earth do I do that? So I'm so grateful that I've learned like some of these tips and some of these things, and really being able on Saturday to review it, like, lets me see and lets me know like where I can work on which part or which one of the 8 things in our holistic wheel that I may be a little bit out of balance in.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Yeah. And we were just watching a thing from David Goggins this past week, and he does talk about, we do agree with this, that sometimes for a period of time, your life needs to be out of balance for a little bit to get back into balance. So what we mean by that is there's an area, let's say, you know, you haven't been focusing on your career enough, or you haven't been focusing on relationships enough. So now you're going to spend a period of time where I need to really dive back, and maybe it's your health. You know, I've done all this other stuff, but I put my health on the back burner and now I need to spend some time on that. So you're going to be out of balance. You're going to put more energy into that because that's so far out of balance at the moment.
Yeah. And I do feel like that's kind of how it is when you have kids.
Yeah.
Because you've really got to be, especially if two kids that are 16 have their permits and they're driving. I've got to be in the car all the time with them going however many different directions, right? And so, of course, my life is a little bit out of balance right now, but that's okay because there's always a time and a place for everything. And so just like realizing that, and maybe then that means I understand that I need to focus a little bit more like on the spiritual health or the mental health.
Right.
Get me ready to do those things, you know, that I have to do as a mom.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I think that just becoming aware of that though is what's super important.
Yeah. And something I want to bring up real quick is we mentioned this a few times in some past podcasts, this whole concept of battle buddies. So just if you haven't applied this yet to your reviews, it would be so great because as Cheryl was talking there, like we're battle buddies. So like, we'll talk about this and she'll like bring about, like you're telling me about things that, you know, this things went really good this week, but I was focused so much on these things that I kind of let these other things slide. Cause it is a juggling act that I know, like Cheryl just said, it can be overwhelming with eight things. But at the beginning, like when we first did the life score, you had the score and you had that wheel, the wheel of life, and it showed you on the graph what area was out of whack. So there's a couple, then you'll see a couple of them that are just really low. And then, so we're focusing on those things. But as the week goes on now, we try to get back into that balance and figure out how we can do it. And every week's a challenge. And this is a process, folks. Don't get so hard on yourself that I'm screwing this whole thing up. This is way too complicating. I'll never be able to do this. Like I've been doing this for 30 some, actually, what we just decided at 10 years old, I bought Personal Power. So it's been 40 years that I've been doing this. So like, I didn't get this right overnight. It took me years and years and years, but you just kind of build that muscle. And over time, eight's no big deal. You know, now if there was 80, that would be one thing, but it's just eight, you know, and most of these things are just things you're doing. You got your state going all the time. Your emotional health is just there. You know, so many of these things are just automatic. So let's not make this harder than it is. Let's not complicating these things or overwhelm ourselves with any of this. But taking the time right now, what we're doing is we're bringing awareness to the situation and what's out of balance.
Right. Absolutely. And once you know, then you can just work on it, right? That's it. You have to elevate these things 1% every day.
Yeah. But it's the battle buddies that, you know, we make each other aware. If the other person isn't aware that something's out of balance or what.
Yeah, and we support and it gives us someone to talk to. It gives us someone to like, I love Paul. And one of the things that we've done before is, hey, I'm working on this. What are you working on? Okay, great. Well, let's, you know, like, okay, I'm getting in the cold plunge. You better get in the cold plunge, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and so you can work together on a lot of these different things, even if you don't live right next to each other. So.
Yeah. Know each other's RPM.
Make it fun.
So I help support Cheryl and hers. She helps them support me and my RPMs. And that's just fantastic. So if you haven't got a battle buddy yet, please do that. That's huge, especially for these reviews. And get on Zoom or get on a call, a phone together and go over these things together. So we're going to review the changes we had from last week. We're going to print out the sheet for this week and talk about what are the three big celebrations. This should not be difficult, folks, because if you took our class in the beginning of the year, and it's free, you can go to elevateyourlife.com and click on that 2024 class that we did, where we did the life score. So it was called Elevate 2024. It's a free class you can take. And we had a sheet on there, a Google sheet, where you write down your three celebrations every day. So this week I had 21 celebrations and I'm going through them and saying, what out of those 21 were the three big ones for me that I'm super proud of? And every week I highlight three of them that, so if you're just trying to think of it now, it's difficult, but if you've been writing them down all week, it's super simple. So that's what makes this easier. And then the challenges. And then I think we kind of jumped ahead a little bit in our discussion here today, Cheryl. But the challenges for these over the past 7 days, what we want to do is look at the wheel. So if you go to the notes, again, that's at elevateyourlife.com. We have a diagram on this, on the notes here. And I love this saying, Cheryl. It says, health is not just the absence of disease, but a balance in all eight areas of life.
Yes, absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So again, the kind of the question of the week, and every week we kind of get on here during the weekly review and throw something a little bit different at you to think about. This week is my life in balance? And if it's not, those are going to be the changes. So the last three lines on the sheet of paper, so everyone again should be printing out this weekly review sheet. And on the very bottom that says changes, it's, you know, okay, this week I'm going to make these three changes. And it may be just, I'm going to focus a little bit more on a relationship. I just flew back from Tampa and saw my mother. So that was great. You know, that was a relationship that it's easy to forget about mom, right? So you don't want to do that. I know she's watching this right now. So she's going to be like, you're damn right. You don't forget about mom. So, you know, you look at different things. Oh, I haven't called that friend in a while, or that, you know, whatever it is, you know, a sister, something. Maybe you write that down because that's been out of balance. You know, maybe your spiritual life's out of balance a little bit. You need a little more scripture time, a little more prayer time, you know? So whatever it is that you feel is out of balance, pick three that you're going to do. And doesn't it have to be getting, you know, three changes that you're going to get something back in balance? It can be three, whatever things that you're going to change this week that you just felt over the past 7 days didn't go very well. Is there anything that comes to your mind, Cheryl, that like this coming week that you're going to say, hey, I'm going to make these three changes? And I know one of the big changes in the celebration you had this week, we just went over this, was you went to hot yoga.
Oh my gosh.
And you haven't gone
for a while. Realize, you guys, I find it so hard to get to hot yoga. And I just like make all these things up in my mind. And oh, it's so hard and it's so hot, which that's all true.
It is. But, the two H's.
I did not realize that I'd been doing that since October. Like that was like my big like aha moment, is that I'm like, I know I just went just like a little bit ago. Yeah. A little bit ago, like 6 months ago.
Like last 6 year.
Months yeah. ago is the, yeah, last year. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that it's been so long. But then when I went and you know,
so you made that change, you said, I'm going to go. And then you went. So that's obviously a celebration this week that you went.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the interesting thing is that I had to become really aware, like, cause I couldn't figure out why I kept not going. Like it got to this thing where I'd be like, oh, I'm going. Oh yeah, I'm going. And then I wouldn't do it.
You told me.
And the same thing happened. The same thing happened this time. So I said, I'm going. And then all of a sudden, like the morning that I was supposed to go, then my mind started telling me, it's so hard. It's so, you know, why don't you just stretch? Like get in the cold plunge and just stretch, get in the hot tub. Like that's like hot yoga. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. yeah, I'll do that. No, but I became aware that my mind was trying to talk me out of going. And I'm like, I remember I'm driving down the road after dropping the kids off at school. And I'm like, no, no, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going. And then Paul, I went and I was making all this stuff up in my mind. It wasn't even, I told Paul afterwards, I'm like, I called my battle buddy, right? I'm like, Paul, it was not even that hard.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was going to be, and look, you can sit down. You don't have, you know, you've got to listen to your body, which I always tell myself before I walk in the door, you can sit down if you want to, Cheryl. It's not a problem.
Yeah, I've never seen you sit down before.
I would never sit down in a million years. That's how I got myself in there.
You're not the sit down.
Oh my gosh, you've got to trick yourself. No, yeah. I'm kidding. But it was so good. And I'm so grateful, you know, that I can look at that now. It was a massive celebration for me.
Yeah. So I talked to you the night before. I said, you know, what's going on tomorrow? Cause we just planned our schedules the night before. And you told me you're going at 10:30. And I just felt like in the morning I should call you and say, hey, everything's on schedule, right? For you going. But then I'm like, no, she told me last night she's going.
She's gonna go.
Yeah. Then after I talked to you, like had 1,000 thoughts in your mind, you know, since the minute you woke up, whether how to get out of this. So yeah. In the comments below, make a comment if that ever happened to you, like you were about to do something or you had something planned for today, but like 10,000 thoughts came into your mind and was like talking you out of it. And again, Shel, yeah. I know one of the biggest things you talk about is your mind is not your friend.
Oh my gosh. It really isn't. And you guys, don't be embarrassed if you talked yourself out of it before. I talked myself out of it for 6 months.
Yeah.
Before I became aware that, because I was like so shocked because I really wanted to go. And I was like, I couldn't figure out why I was not going.
Yeah.
Well, and then, so I said, I'm going to be super intentional this time. I'm going to be super like ready to listen to like what my mind's saying, everything. And absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Oh, you shouldn't go. And then I had all of these great ideas of what I could do instead of hot yoga. And they're all easier than hot yoga. And so it was crazy. So yeah, let us know. Tell us what you've like, what you've been struggling with or what you really wanted to do or, you know, and haven't been able to do because just like Paul said, your mind is not your friend and it really is there to help you survive.
Yeah.
Which hot yoga's not going to
kill thrive,
you.
Survive.
But he thinks, but your mind thinks it might. And so it's like, no, you should do something much easier than that. That is way too hard for you.
Yeah. I'm super excited to read the comments below, Shel, because I'm thinking that you're not the only person that happens to.
I hope not, Paul. Well, whatever. I'll be a weirdo. I don't care.
No, I don't think you're a weirdo in this. Most cases, yes, I would say that, but not in this case. Awesome, awesome. All right, so come up with the three changes you're going to make for the coming week. And then, you know, just what we always talk about, if you didn't go to Elevate 2024 yet, you wouldn't know anything we were talking about in this podcast. So I'm assuming you did that already, but that's at elevateyourlife.com. Take that free class if you didn't. And when you do, I'm sure you already did this, but go back and review your life score. When you go through that, maybe you made some progress in some of these areas this past week, so you can up your score. Because every area of life, each eight areas has like three different components to it, if you will. So maybe one of those components elevated a little bit, which would make your total score go up. So review that and then also review your RPM for each area. So every area of your life, you have a result, a written result that you want to hit. And then you have purposes, the three reasons why, and then the map. Now, we're big on clarity. We mention this word every single week. I think we mentioned every single podcast we do. Clarity is the number one habit that super successful people have. So it's so important to get the result written down. And if you're not taking the action you should be taking, you feel like you're procrastinating, it's because the P is not strong enough. If the purpose is powerful enough, the price doesn't matter. You will do whatever it takes. But if you don't get the P right, you won't do the M, which is the massive action, the map. But you got to be clear on the map. You know, you can't just be vague on the steps you're going to take this week. It's got to be a very detailed plan on the map. And I know you're a detailed type of woman, Shel. At least you are now.
You bet.
And then check every day to Elevate Tribe, because we'll be here to support you every single day. And we're going to help you with all eight areas. So each day of the week, we dedicate to a specific area. Tomorrow's Spirit, Elevate Your Spirit Day. Take Sunday off, do that. And then we'll be back here on Monday, Shel. We have another podcast we're going to be releasing on Monday for health. So I'm super excited about that. And we're just going to keep on going and going and going and helping you elevate your life.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you don't have your health, you don't have much. So the health is super, super important. And I just want to say, Paul, to everybody out there, live your best life today, starting today, by elevating every single one of those eight areas of your life.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.